Okay, some of the more eagle-eyed amongst you might have noticed that we have some Lego at the front this morning. So who here likes Lego? A few people, even some of the adults, which is good. Fantastic. Okay, I need four volunteers. So two boys and two girls, please. Okay, yeah, if you come up. Good to switch mics. Okay, yep. So we have one more of the girls to volunteer. One more boy. Go on, don't all jump at once. Joseph. Come on, Stephen. As you can see, we have some enthusiastic teenagers in Boys Brigade. Right, so if you two come and stand behind this table, and the two girls stand behind this table. Right, so what are your names? Laura and Holly. So we have Laura and Holly here, and then we have Stephen and Michael. So what we're going to do is you have a table in front of you with some pieces of Lego, and you're going to build a tower. Okay, so in a moment we're going to sing another song, and while that song is going on, I want you to build your tower up. But what I want you to do is, this team, you have a foundation for your tower, which is made out of rocks. So we have some very colourful rocks. So when you build your tower, I want you to place it in there. Okay? The other team, you have a foundation made out of sand. Some of you can probably see where this is going. So I want you to build your tower on top of the base that I've given you, and then on your foundation. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah, so put it on there and then build it up. Okay, and while they're doing that, we're going to sing our next song. Okay, how are we doing? Almost finished. Okay, do you want to come back in a while until you finish? That's all right. So if you take your tower and place it onto your foundation, try to make sure it stands up. Don't push it all the way in. Otherwise, what I'm going to do next might not work. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, that's great. Okay, so if you guys go and take a seat. So what we're going to look at this morning is something in the Bible that Jesus told called a parable. Now, can anyone tell me what a parable is, what the word parable means? Say a bit louder. A story. Well done, Joseph. So a story is something that Jesus told. Jesus told many parables in the Bible, and they were used to illustrate some kind of lesson, a spiritual lesson. And they're illustrations of how we can live our lives. And there was a collection of sayings and teachings and parables that Jesus gave called the Sermon on the Mount. It was a long collection of stories. And when he finished it, the last one was a parable of two builders. There was a wise builder and a foolish builder. So this is where our models come into action. So this is how the story goes. Have some water. So Jesus said, "Anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, and the wind blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand." I hope this will work. "The rain poured down, the rivers flooded over. The wind blew hard against that house. Oh, what a terrible fool it was." So what does this story mean for us? All of us, from time to time, face pressures in our lives. It could be at school, at college or university, if we're trying to finish homework or coursework on time, preparing for upcoming exams. It could be at work, when we're trying to get things done. Sometimes we might face difficulties in our personal lives, difficulties with friends and family, perhaps falling out with people, the loss of loved ones, and so on. Sometimes it could be health-related issues. Earlier this week, we saw World Mental Health Day take place, which mental health is an increasingly important topic, which affects a lot of people. And none of us will experience completely plain sailing all of the time. But this parable that we just heard and demonstrated tells us something quite amazing, that God is always there with us through the difficulties. God gave his son Jesus, who came into the world and died for each and every one of us, to restore our relationship with God. And God did that because he loves all of us that much. The wise builder in this parable built his house on solid ground. He had a firm foundation which protected his house from the storms and from the floods. So the house didn't fall, it stood firm. And just like that, Jesus is a firm foundation for our lives. If we build our lives on him and trust in him, he will help to protect us through the storms of life. And whatever is going on in your lives, he will always be there for you. Now, as we've already said, this morning is our Boys Brigade enrolment service, and in the Boys Brigade, we have a motto. Now, can any of the boys in particular tell me what the Boys Brigade's motto is? Leaders excluded. Well done, Michael. Sure and steadfast. So it's on our uniform, on our logo, the word sure and steadfast. And that motto comes from the Bible, and it comes from a book called Hebrews. And that wording tells us that we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast. Jesus is an anchor for our lives. Some other versions of the Bible use the words firm and secure in that verse rather than sure and steadfast. And again, if we anchor our lives in Jesus, we will stand firm and secure against the storms we might face in our lives. And some of you here this morning might know Jesus very well. Some of you might be hearing about him for one of the first times. But every single person is precious to God. And as I said, in a few moments, our BB enrolment itself will take place. And as it does, I invite you to remember that God loves you. He's always there for you to turn to, and that Jesus is a firm foundation for our lives, and he will help us to stand against anything that we might face.